Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
It's the Hammer Nigel Show. My name is Nigel Hammers here. This is awesome. Iconic actor William Shatner, a.k.a. James T. Kirk, coming to Indy and Fort Wayne next month, doing a screening of Star Trek II, Wrath of Khan at Clues Hall. And then after the movie, he's going to come out on stage and tell behind-the-scenes stories, stuff about his career, and take questions from the audience. It's an honor to have William Shatner live on the DriveHuber.com hotline. Bill, how are you?
Oh, well, and thank you for that long introduction, because I am coming to that theater, and it is a wonderful evening in the theater. You really get your money's worth. This wonderful movie, all refurbished. Then I'll come out and help amuse and amaze everybody with you. So it's a wonderful evening of theater. You see a film, and then I'll come out and help out, and we have a great time. So I'm looking forward to seeing audiences in Indianapolis and Fort Wayne.
We'll talk definitely more about the screening, but I think we can start it in any number of areas with your career. But I think during your era, there were like six Star Trek movies. What is it about The Wrath of Khan that still resonates with fans to this day?
Well, it's simple. You know, Star Wars came out with all that paraphernalia, and then we came out with Star Trek the movie, and that had a lot of bizarres. The secret behind the series, it seemed to me, was the great story that Star Trek would tell, and clever science fiction, and that was the reason for the success, in my opinion. So the Wrath of Khan harkens back to that history of a simple story, emotional, told simply, and not a great many special effects, and just human beings interacting, even though it's 300-400 years from now, they feel the same love, horror, hate, all those basic emotions are felt so far in the past and so far in the future, because that's humanity. And the stories were human stories, and Star Trek the Next Generation, the Wrath of Khan, is a human story, and it moves people all the time. And then after the film's over, I'll come out and try and keep the entertainment going. And so for that evening in the theater, you get film and me, and it's unique and different and rewarding.
So, William, when you say you keep the entertainment going, you've done these types of things before, and I know you go to conventions and there are screenings of Star Trek. How often do you get a question that you've never heard before?
Well, then you mean, do they ask me one giant question? No. Sometimes the questions are the same, and I may have a story about it or not, but if I'm on top of my game, what I'll do is question in a more philosophical way, try and turn it to why we want to know weird. Why do we want to know weird questions and not questions about what's the most loving question? What's the most insightful question you've ever been? I mean, other words than what's the weird and what's the strangest question and what are you asked most of? I mean, why is that of interest? So that's the way I might turn the whole question around in the theater.
So we have our boss in studio, Mr. Shatner, and he is a big fan of your work. And this is rare. He never comes in. I don't think he likes our show, but he's here today just to speak to you. This is our boss, David.
Hello, Mr. Shatner.
David.
I wanted to make sure they treated you well.
No, they're just awful. I don't tell anybody, but golly, they ask the strangest questions. Like,
so
what's the strangest question? I mean, yeah, that's a strange question, man.
Well, hey, I'll ask you a question. I don't know if it's a strange question, but something that a couple of my friends that are big Star Trek fans have talked about before, that Wrath of Khan was the first movie we ever cried at. Do you get that?
Yeah, no, I think that's true. It's a very emotional film. And when it's, you know, when you love the characters, whether you've just met them from the opening credits or you know them over in this case 79 shows, what happens to them becomes a personal thing. And now we see it on the big screen, and the people you learn to love so many times over so many years has a problem. Then it's your problem, and you and the audience feel it deeply.
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, I cried twice because it was when you guys were in engineering, when Spock was dying, and then your eulogy when your voice broke on his soul was the most human. I was like, oh, my God. And then, of course, I cried again during Generations when you died. So. And in spite of that, Star Trek's brought me a great deal of joy.
I just want to tell you this. The guys who work for you call you crier. Here comes the weeper.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, apparently you're crying all the time.
What's the most famous scene in that movie, do you think? Is it the scene where Spock is dying, or is it the iconic moment when you look up into the sky and yell, "Khan!"
I didn't do that.
You did a lot better than I did.
No, that was pretty darn good. You won't be able to talk for a week. You know, the truth of the matter is, I don't get to the theater until well into the, as the film is being, I mean, it's an hour and a half, so I don't have to sit backstage for an hour and a half. So I come in about 45 minutes before the end of the movie, and, you know, look around and see if there's anything to eat, you know, and get some tea and make my way backstage. And then I hear the end credits, I know I'm just in time. So to say which is my favorite scene, I don't remember. Go ahead.
William Shatner coming to Fort Wayne, coming to Indy. The Indy Show, March 12th at Clues Memorial Hall. So we're going to get you out of here with one more question from David, because he is super fanning right now.
What do you want to know, David? What do you want to know?
It's about you. It's not about the show. And it's like, I think one of the most interesting things about you is that you're about to turn 70, right? You're about to turn 92 years old, and you don't look it, you don't sound it, you don't act it.
Back to the first figure?
I mean, is it genetics? Is it the way you live? Is it luck of the draw?
No, I've got this pill. I'm marketing it right now. You can get three bottles. If you want three bottles,
you look great, though, man. You look like a million damn dollars, William.
Get one free. And then you order the one free, and they'll complete your order and say, we got another bottle for you for 10% off. No, I don't know what it is. It's just talking to guys like you. It flushes your face.
Well, you are a national treasure.
Oh, I'm going to be buried soon.
William Shatner, Star Trek II.
Buried treasure.
The Wrath of Khan. It's coming to Fort Wayne. There's a screening in Indianapolis. Tickets are available now. There's questions, there's fun, everything that you want. William, we could go on for hours, but I know you got to run. Thank you for talking to us here in Indy.
Thank you. A pleasure. I hope I see you at the theater. Bye-bye.
William Shatner, the old brick shat house on the phone there, right there.
He's a little surly guy.
I loved it.